morning. You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations, and joining me in the studios right now from the USU Eastern Campus, I've got Vice Chancellor Greg Dart. How are you today, Greg?
I couldn't be better. How are you?
I'm really excited to have you here. I haven't talked to you for a while, so I'm excited to find out what's going on at the college.
Yeah, it is that crazy time of the year where we're within a month of commencement on campus, and so all of our students are really trying hard to get ready, but it's also the time where people are thinking about next year, and so we have lots of opportunities to get involved, everything from extending our scholarship deadline to some auditions for some new groups that we have on campus.
You know, that's really exciting. I think for a lot of students, whether they're here local or they're coming from another state, another country, it's really important for them to get involved with as many things as they can on the campus. So you guys are adding two new groups. This is really exciting.
Yes, especially at a campus our size, that is the big advantage, is that you have an opportunity to get involved in the things that really make college special. And so we have some great opportunities with our background as the College of Eastern Utah before USU Eastern. We had a strong tradition in dance, and that's something that we had kind of went away from. We're bringing back this year a dance team as part of our spirit squad. So we're revamping our cheerleading squad, bringing in a dance team. And this will be a team that performs, has a showcase, will be at sporting events and other events on campus, and really is a great opportunity to get involved. And it's something that we're looking for dancers right now. And so we have an audition coming up on the 16th of April. All the information is available online on our website, our athletic website, which is usueasternathletics.com. And it explains everything you need to know about going out and auditioning for the dance team. On top of that, we're starting up a drumline, and this we can contribute 100% to what Carbon High School has done. And they've been so successful in having a drumline, and we've been hearing from those students, well, why don't you have a drumline there? And we want to make sure that we're meeting the needs of our local students. And so drumline is the other one. For that one, right on that same website, usueasternathletics.com, there's a form that you fill out, and that form will go to us, and we'll contact you about how you get involved in drumline. So those are two opportunities we just couldn't be more excited about.
So that is a really great thing that you're able to not only offer for the students, but I'm glad that you mentioned you guys listened to the students, you found out what they wanted, and now you're going to go ahead and implement that. So it's always just making the students happy.
We are so trying to do that. If you look at some of the other things that we've added or adding in the last few years, we felt like, oh, what is it that our local community really wants? And so next year we'll have a softball team for the first time since the 1980s.
Wow.
And the softball programs in Carbon and Emory County have been really making us take a look at softball and showing that there is local talent. And then rodeo. We added rodeo this last year, and I think everybody understands the local connection there.
So it's a lot of fun. Lots of great things being added to our local USU Eastern campus. So if you would like to find out more about that new dance team or the drumline, go to usueasternathletics.com. For the dance team, they will be holding auditions on the 16th. But if you'd like additional information on the drumline, there is a form for you to fill out on the website. We will have this information listed on our website as well, castlecountryradio.com. Greg, is there anything else you wanted to mention?
Just that the scholarship deadline has been extended to May 1st. And so anybody that's looking at starting next fall, you still have a little bit of time to apply for those private scholarships, apply for the departmental scholarships and academic scholarships when you apply for admission. So May 1st, and just go to usueastern.edu and you'll find all the information right there.
Exactly. You can even head on over to the Student Center, because there are a ton of scholarships out there and you might be qualifying for some and you don't even know. So go and check it out right now. Scholarship deadline has been extended till May 1st. You can go to the website. Again, it's usueastern.edu for additional information on the scholarships, or usueasternathletics.com for additional information on those new teams being established at the USU Eastern campus. Well, Greg, I'd like to thank you so much for coming in this morning. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.
You're listening to Castle Country Radio Stations. Make sure to keep your dials right here.